On this week's Trivia Night, we're lifting up our voices for Thanksgiving with 15 chart-topping questions featuring songs of thanks. Happy Turkey Day, Trivia Heads, and thanks for giving it all you've got for another brand new episode of Trivia Night, the best trivia show on the planet, and the only show you need to test your knowledge on all the facts that's fit to print. From pies made out of pumpkins, to countries chock full of bumpkins, any topic you need, we have got you covered. Each week, our trivia horn of plenty runneth over with so much knowledge, even your drunk uncle will be praising you at the table this year. I am your host, Philip Tricky, and I'm coming to you from Trivia Night World Headquarters in Dayton, Ohio, site of the infamous Limp Bizkit show atop the Sunoco station on Wayne Avenue, doing it all for the Nookie since 2016. We've got brand new episodes for you each and every week featuring guaranteed 100% original trivia. No matter how you say it, from gracias to merci to obrigado or danke, I'm more than happy to say, you're welcome, playing along with Trivia Night. On this week's episode, I want to thank you for playing my trivia game again. Thanksgiving is once again upon us, and we're gobbling up a gravy train of gratitude with our trivia salute to songs of thanks. Why say thanks when you can sing out loud and strong? These songs aren't specifically about Thanksgiving. Dave Matthews Band has got that market cornered with cornbread. A little baby. So we're focusing on songs of thanks and gratitude that are seasonally appropriate the whole year round. Get ready to say thank you to me for giving you the best podcast of your life with Songs of Thanks Trivia on Trivia Night. Trivia Night is brought to you by and created with CrowdPer. Add fun to your events with awesome trivia, leaderboards, and live streaming. Get instant access to our basic plan and create a cool event for up to 20 participants, all for free. So if you want to host your own game just like this, check out crowdper.com after the episode. While you check on the turkey, thanks for doing that, by the way, I'm going to set the table with some trivia ground rules real quick. I've got 15 questions in a variety of formats. Some multiple choice questions, some type in text questions without answer options, and some drag and drop order questions, where you just have to put answers in the correct order. And if you'd like to see for yourself the awesome features included with all of our trivia games, features like videos, GIFs, fun facts, and more, just go to trivianight.live/BZEV3. That's trivianight.live/BZEV3 to play along to this game on any device, right from CrowdPer. You can also find a link to this game in the episode description. Now the table is set with a cornucopia of queries, but don't touch those questions. Those questions are decorative. Let's play! It's time to pop off songs of thanks with some bubblegum popping. Here we go with question one. What pop singer surprise released the record-setting single Thank You Next in November 2018? Was it A, Ariana Grande, B, Camila Cabello, C, Doja Cat, or D, Nicki Minaj? A, Ariana Grande, B, Camila Cabello, C, Doja Cat, or D, Nicki Minaj? Which of these pop singers surprise released Thank You Next in November 2018? The correct answer is A, it's Miss Ariana Grande. She released Thank You Next on November 3rd, 2018 and didn't tell anybody about it, and it set a then record 55.4 million views on YouTube within the first 24 hours of its surprise release. I honestly don't even know how you can rally 55 million people around anything, but congratulations, Ariana Grande, you did it. And to that, I will say, thank you, next. Moving on to question two. What American boy band teamed up with Mariah Carey for the 1999 single Thank God I Found You? Was it A, NSYNC, B, 98 Degrees, C, Backstreet Boys, or D, Boyzone? A, NSYNC, B, 98 Degrees, C, Backstreet Boys, or D, Boyzone? Which of these boy bands teamed up with Mariah Carey for the 1999 single Thank God I Found You? The correct answer is B. That's a hot one. It's 98 Degrees. Thank God I Found You, which features R&B singer Joe and the boy band 98 Degrees, was Mariah Carey's 15th number one single on the Billboard Hot 100. Moving on to question three. Now, question three is a type in text. I'm not giving you any answer options, so you're just going to have to dig deep, deep down into that cornucopia of knowledge to find the answer to this one. So here we go with a type in text question three. What 2000 Eminem single samples the 1999 song Thank You by English singer Dido? Your question again. What 2000 Eminem single samples the 1999 song Thank You by English singer Dido?
I want to thank you for giving me the best answer of the game.
And that answer is Stan. Yeah, Eminem's Stan samples Dido's Thank You. And that sampling of Thank You by Mr. Eminem took that song to number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 in early 2001. Also, if you didn't know, that's where the term stan comes from. Like, I stan this game because it's the best. Question 4. What pop country singer said Thank God for Hometowns in the 2012 single of the same name? Was it A, Maren Morris, B, Carrie Underwood, C, Miranda Lambert, or D, Ashley McBride? A, Maren Morris, B, Carrie Underwood, C, Miranda Lambert, or D, Ashley McBride? Which of these country singers said Thank God for Hometowns in 2012? The correct answer is B. It's Carrie Underwood. Thank God for Hometowns appears on Carrie Underwood's Grammy-winning 2012 album, Blown Away. And we're all blown away by how she just keeps putting out hit after hit. Not all of my witty quips can be as witty as the ones before. I'm doing the best I can here, folks. Moving on to question 5. Which of these Major League Baseball teams has played John Denver's Thank God I'm a Country Boy during the 7th inning stretch since 1975? Was it A, the Kansas City Royals, B, Baltimore Orioles, C, Texas Rangers, or D, St. Louis Cardinals? A, Kansas City Royals, B, Baltimore Orioles, C, Texas Rangers, or D, St. Louis Cardinals? Which of these baseball teams says, Thank God I'm a Country Boy, during the 7th inning stretch since 1975? The correct answer is B. It's the Baltimore Orioles. I couldn't find any specific information as to why they play Thank God I'm a Country Boy during the 7th inning stretch, but they have played it since 1975. And in the 1983 World Series, John Denver himself played it atop the Baltimore Orioles' home dugout. And the Orioles went on to win that World Series, which was the last time they've won a World Series. So, too bad John Denver died in a plane crash. I guess that's the curse of Denver. I just made that up. But hey, Baltimore, run with it. That's what you can tell people next time you guys fail to win the World Series. It's John Denver's fault. Question 6. What alternative band did kind and generous singer Natalie Merchant front from 1981 to 1993? Was it A, The Pretenders, B, 10,000 Maniacs, C, Cocteau Twins, or D, Roxette? A, The Pretenders, B, 10,000 Maniacs, C, Cocteau Twins, or D, Roxette? Which of these alternative bands did Natalie Merchant front for 12 years from 81 to 93? The correct answer is B. She was one of 10,000 Maniacs. I think there were only like 6 people in that band, but yeah, no, 10,000 Maniacs. They had a hard time getting everybody up on stage for every show. Here's a weird little fact about the 10,000 Maniacs. Natalie Merchant told the band in 1991 that she planned to step down as their singer in 1993. So they knew for 2 years ahead of time. Never heard of anything like that. Question 7. What British singer-songwriter released the plaintive single Thank You Song in 2022? Was it A, Dua Lipa, B, Rita Ora, C, FKA Twigs, or D, Charlie XCX? A, Dua Lipa, B, Rita Ora, C, FKA Twigs, or D, Charlie XCX? Which of these British singer-songwriters released Thank You Song in 2022? The correct answer is FKA Twigs. Now, although it was believed that her stage name was an acronym for formerly known as, which I will fully admit, I totally thought that's what the FKA stood for, her real name is Talia Barnett, and she said in an interview, it doesn't stand for anything. It's just capital letters. These things don't mean anything. Question 8. What pioneering funk band released the double live album Gratitude in 1975? Was it A, Parliament Funkadelic, B, Earth, Wind, and Fire, C, The Gap Band, or D, Tower of Power? A, Parliament Funkadelic, B, Earth, Wind, and Fire, C, The Gap Band, or D, Tower of Power? Which of these funk bands released Gratitude in 1975? The correct answer is B. It's Earth, Wind, and Fire. Do you remember when they released Gratitude in 1975? That doesn't fit with September, but you know what? It was in my heart. You could feel it in my heart. They released the triple platinum selling double live album Gratitude in November 1975, and the album hit number one on the Billboard 200 in January 1976. Question 9. Which of these Janet Jackson hits lifts the guitar riff from Sly and the Family Stone's Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again? Is it A, Rhythm Nation, B, Black Cat, C, Escapade, or D, Miss You Much? A, Rhythm Nation, B, Black Cat, C, Escapade, or D, Miss You Much? Which of these Janet Jackson hits features the guitar riff from Thank You for Let Me Be Myself Again? The correct answer is A, it's Rhythm Nation. The guitar riff on the title track for Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation 1814 is based on Sly and the Family Stone's 1969 hit Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again. My junior high marching band did our own variation on Rhythm Nation. Thank you very much. Thank you, Janet. And thank you, Sly. You heavily influenced the Houston Junior High Marching Band of 1991. Question 10. Whose 1968 single, I Thank You, do blues rockers ZZ Top cover on their 1979 album, Deguelo? Is it A, Jackie Wilson, B, The Impressions, C, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, or D, Sam and Dave? A, Jackie Wilson, B, The Impressions, C, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, or D, Sam and Dave? Who originally sings the 1968 single I Thank You, which was covered by ZZ Top in 79? The correct answer is D, it's Sam and Dave. I Thank You was Sam and Dave's last single for the legendary Memphis label Stax Records. And then ZZ Top took it to the Billboard charts in 1979. Now, before I say thank you next with the final five questions of Trivia Night, if you're enjoying this and you want to host your own live trivia show, check out crowdper.com, which makes all of this trivia action happen. You can pick from our library of over 1,500 completely original trivia games, or you can write your own. Add fun answer images, supplemental videos and GIFs, and detailed question notes. Share the link to your game with your crowd and host live in person or with real-time streaming. There's even a free forever basic plan to get started. So add some fun to your next live, virtual, or hybrid event with CrowdPer. And here we are, ready to wrap it up with the final five questions of Trivia Night.
Question 11 is going to be a drag and drop order question. So I'm just going to read you the question, give you four options, and I just need you to put these in the correct order. So here we go with a drag and drop order, question 11. List these artists with singles titled Gratitude in chronological order, and your bands are Beastie Boys, Oingo Boingo, Bjork, and Earth, Wind, and Fire. Again, your bands are Beastie Boys, Oingo Boingo, Bjork, and Earth, Wind, and Fire. All four of these bands have got a song called Gratitude. I just need you to tell me what order they came out. And your correct order is Earth, Wind, and Fire, Oingo Boingo, Beastie Boys, and Bjork. I gave you a little hint earlier when I talked about Earth, Wind, and Fire's Gratitude coming out in 1975, so that should have clued you in. Oingo Boingo released their single Gratitude in 1984. The Beastie Boys had a song called Gratitude on Check Your Head in 1992. This features an awesome music video. It was based on Pink Floyd's Live from Pompeii. Check it out. Google that. Great music video. And then finally, Bjork had a song called Gratitude that came out in 2005. Moving on to question 12. Who sings ABBA's Thank You for the Music on the soundtrack for the 2008 film version of Mamma Mia? Was it A, Meryl Streep, B, Christine Baranski, C, Amanda Seyfried, or D, Julie Walters? A, Meryl Streep, B, Christine Baranski, C, Amanda Seyfried, or D, Julie Walters? Which of these stars of Mamma Mia sings Thank You for the Music on the soundtrack to Mamma Mia? The correct answer is C. It's Amanda Seyfried. Now, although her version of Thank You for the Music plays over the end credits of 2008's Mamma Mia, the song is a hidden track on the film's corresponding soundtrack. Do they even have hidden tracks on things anymore? I feel like you can't have a hidden track if it's listed on the Spotify list. I haven't bought a physical CD in more than 10 years. Here we go with question 13. Whose 1963 single, Donkashane, does Ferris lip-sync during the parade sequence in Ferris Bueller's Day Off? Is it A, Wayne Newton, B, Bobby Darin, C, Mel Torme, or D, Johnny Mathis? A, Wayne Newton, B, Bobby Darin, C, Mel Torme, or D, Johnny Mathis? Which of these guys originally sang Donkashane, darling Donkashane? The correct answer is A, it's Wayne Newton. Donkashane was originally intended for Bobby Darin, but Darin himself insisted that the song be given to then 21-year-old singer Wayne Newton after Darin saw him perform at the Copacabana nightclub. Darin was such a nice guy about it that he even transposed the song to a new key to better suit Wayne Newton's voice. And then an entirely new generation discovered it. Thank you, Mr. Ferris Bueller. Question 14. What singer appears nude throughout the music video for her 1998 single, Thank You? Was it A, Jewel, B, Paula Cole, C, Alanis Morissette, or D, Natalie Imbruglia? A, Jewel, B, Paula Cole, C, Alanis Morissette, or D, Natalie Imbruglia? Which of these singers appears nude in her music video for the 1998 song Thank You? The correct answer is C. It's Alanis Morissette, Canada's own Alanis Morissette. Speaking of Canada, before she found global success with Jagged Little Pill in 1995, Alanis Morissette appeared on the Canadian teen sketch show You Can't Do That on Television. If you've ever seen anything on Nickelodeon that involves green slime, you have You Can't Do That on Television to thank for that. You know what? I usually hold the thanks until the end, but I'm moving it up today. I'll get to the last question in a second. I just want to say thanks for listening. Thanks for playing. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for doing what you do so I can keep doing what I do, which is wrap it up with question 15. Which Pop Punkers 2000 self-titled debut includes the hidden track Thank You Mom? Was it A, A Simple Plan, B, Sum 41, C, Newfound Glory, or D, Good Charlotte? A, Simple Plan, B, Sum 41, C, Newfound Glory, or D, Good Charlotte? Which of these pop punkers sneaks in a hidden track called Thank You Mom on their 2000 self-titled debut? The correct answer is D. It's Good Charlotte. You gotta be patient. It's there like a few minutes after the last track, but they sneak that hidden track at the end of their 2000 self-titled debut. They take a minute to say Thank You Mom. Let me ask you something, Good Charlotte. Why wouldn't you say Thank You Mom on a track that your mom can see? She's got to listen like everybody else to find the hidden thank you. Come on, Good Charlotte, that's your mom. To quote the late, great band leader Perry Como, thank you, thank you, thank you. That is our show for the week. Please, please, please do me a favor. Rate and review this show on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. A 5-star review really helps with podcast visibility, so show some stinking gratitude with those stars. Spotify listeners, check out the Q's and A's in the show notes. I'll be ever so grateful for it. Spread that gratitude to social media by tagging and following us on Instagram and Twitter. We are at CrowdPur, where you'll find daily updates, new trivia questions, and a whole lot more. And if you have a topic for a future episode of Trivia Night, shoot us a DM on social media because we would love to hear from you. Lastly, do check out crowdpur.com to create and host your own live trivia show just like this. Thank you so much for listening and playing. My name is Philip Trickey, and join us right here next week for another brand new episode of Trivia Night.